noob, yabba dabba noob.
I clean my room, I help my mother. I say my nails, I sometimes babysit my brother.
Owl loved to rest quietly whilst no one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement, for without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Bee wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them, thinking they were a carrot." "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise. "I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake?" But all the time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. A kangaroo were upping mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself a far superior in intelligence to the others, as she was their leader, their guru. She had the answer. "Hare, you must go in search of the optician." But then she realised that Hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so, Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send Hare in search of anything." "You can, Guru, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. And Newt too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, Hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to Hare that the others knew nothing about a spectacle. And as for all their tempting ideas, well, Hare didn't care. The long spent was for his own affair. And after all, Hare did have a spare. A pair. A pair.
Hey, hey, hurry down to the showground. See the free exhibition down at the showground. The big show starts within 1 hour. Everybody hurry down to the showground. Follow the bandwagon down to the showground and see the free exhibition at the showground.
Hey, hey, come on, old seat is one of them. Captain, Captain, the 1925. Each banks upside down, 10 cents, 10 per dollar. Right over here, right down the midway. Hey, have you had your ice cream, honey cake and ice cream? Right over here. Play the fire, like me, all sail away. Everybody, right down the midway here to see the big show.
Hey, hey, see Minnie Wall, that savage girl alive. She's the most wonderfulest woman in all the world. Pay a dime, stay as long as you like. She's never out, she's always in. The show's going on all the time. See Minnie Wall, that savage girl alive. Hey, hey, take in the Honolulu Hoochie Coochie Dancers. Right down here, you pay a dime and see the Honolulu Hoochie Coochie Dancers. The fat girl, she weighs 623 pounds. Pay a dime, stay as long as you like. She's never out, the show is going on all the time. Hey, hey, see the sideshow first. The big show starts within 1 hour. You have plenty time, see the sideshows first.
Here come the elephants, two by two. did, I did.
You gave up drinking?
No, but I thought about it.
Oh,
y'all go away and leave me alone. Everybody's trying to get me to quit drinking. My wife says the only reason she didn't get me a birthday present is because she don't know how to gift wrap a saloon. And my doctor says if I don't quit drinking, it's going to kill me. But I know a whole lot more old drunks than I do old doctors. Even the Red Cross has been bugging me. They turned down my blood donation because they said they found an olive in it. Well, if they didn't put olives in them drinks, I'd starve to death. My wife says I'm spoiling my health drinking to everybody else's, but I'm not. I'm slipping vitamins in my gin so I can build myself up while I'm tearing myself down. And my mother-in-law, who is the head of the NGC, that's the Nag and Gripe Committee, she says I'm a hard drinker, but I'm not. Shoot, drinking's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. The only time I ever had a hard time drinking was last year on an ocean voyage. The sea got so rough one night they had to lash me to the bar.
Here come the elephants two by two, pink little pachyderms following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking.
Well, I may have to give it up if I can't get a better job. Do you realize the cost of living is up 27 cents a fifth? Well, I ought to be able to do better in employment because I graduated from college magna cum laude. Speaking of being loaded, I've been here in this same bar drinking all day long. Hey, bartender.
Yep.
What time is it?
It's 1 minute after 12 midnight.
After midnight, eh? Well, bottoms up. First one today.
Here come the elephants two by two. Pink little pachyderms following you. It's about time you started thinking about giving up all your drinking. Here come the elephants two by two.
Once upon a time, there were three bears. A papa bear, and a mama bear, and a baby bear. They lived in the house. The mama bear had made some porridge, but it was much too hot. They decided to take a walk through the park. While away from the house, along came Goldilocks. She noticed no one home, so in the house she went. And there she saw three chairs. The papa's chair was much too hot, and mama's chair was much too soft, and the baby's chair was just right, but she broke it all to pieces. Then she noticed the porridge. Papa's porridge was much too hot, mama's porridge was much too cold. The baby's porridge was just right, and she ate it all up. Then she noticed the stairs up to the bedroom. There she saw three beds. The papa's bed was much too hot. The mama's bed was much too soft. The baby's bed was just right. She fell asleep. Along came the three bears. The papa bear said somebody was in our house. Mama bear said somebody was in our house. The baby bear said somebody was in our house. I wonder who it can be. The papa's bear said somebody sat in my chair. The mama bear said, somebody sat in my chair. The baby bear said, somebody sat in my chair and broke it all to pieces. Then they noticed the porridge was eaten. The papa's porridge was much too hot. The mama's porridge was much too cold. The baby porridge was just right, but it was all eaten up. Then they noticed footsteps. Up the stairs they went, and there they saw the bedroom door was open. In they went. Papa Bear said, somebody messed up my bed. Mama Bear said, somebody messed up my bed. The baby bear said, somebody messed up my bed. And there she is, Goldilocks. Waking her up with the start, away she ran, out the window, way from the bear, running, 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 way, the bears came back home and closed their doors. And they lived ever happily ever after. And that is the story of the three little bears.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you standing there. I'm just practicing my guitar and my castanets. Yes, I can do both at the same time. Isn't that good? It's a life skill, you know. I'm your host, KBC, and we have another edition of the Bit Slap for you. Today is a grab bag edition. Grab bag number 19, if you're counting. If you're not, it's still grab bag 19. I'm the only one counting, really. Started with our introduction, the Itchy and Scratchy Show, kind of a benediction here at the Bit Slap. Following that, the Black Lodge Singers and the Flintstones, Linda Ronstadt and Wendy Waldman, I Want a Horse. From, I think that came from that album, Free to Be You and Me, or one of those stupid things. A kid's record. I always thought of it as a kind of a Christmas song. Or whatever it's worth. After that, Jethro Tull, the story of the pair who lost his spectacles. That was Jeffrey Hammond Hammond, the bass player. That comes from the album The Passion Play, which was the follow-up to Thick as a Brick. Fell flat on its face. I liked it a lot anyway, but that thing came in between the first side and the second side, kind of a transition piece. And I always liked it. Following that, the Circus Parade from Mustard and Gravy. Don't know who they were. Johnny Bond, Here Come the Elephants, and Sam Milano, Drum and Sam. The Three Bears. Okay, so we have just completed the successful WFMU Marathon. I assume it was a success. I'm sitting here. It's actually Sunday now. I'm doing this now while I'm still awake. And I want to thank all of you who pledged at all to FMU. Your dollars keep it moving, keep people like me off the streets and on the air and in your mind for whatever that's worth. So a big hearty and sincere for a change, thank you. And we will continue to do exactly what it is that you want us to do. And do not hesitate to let us know what that is. So we have a bunch of unrelated segments here for you today. Hope some of them hit the funny bone. If not, just wait a few minutes. There'll be another one along shortly. I'll see you shortly again, and what the hell, thanks again.
This is your boppin' disc jockey, Poindexter Q Rock and Roll, coming to you from KRAZY on the bop of your dial in Cool Town, USA. And today we have the gonest, craziest cat in the world as our guest, the one and only Elvis. It's a great honor to have you with us. And tell me, Elvis, where were you before you came to Cool Town?
I've been traveling over miles, even through the valleys too.
And where are you staying here?
Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yes, I've heard a lot about Heartbreak Hotel. You think I can get a room there?
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room.
Elvis, who's been your inspiration?
Mama.
Oh, your mama. Well, can you remember any of the advice she gave you?
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands.
wash your face and hands.
Elvis, I see you brought your dog with you. Is he pedigreed?
Ain't nothing but a hound dog.
As long as I have you here, I want to ask you a question that many of my fans have asked me. Who taught you to sing and play?
I was the one.
Well, how about singing for us the first song that you ever sang?
Dee, 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 dee. Dee, 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 dee.
You know, you're considered the king of rock and roll. Now tell me, what do you really think of rock and roll?
Real, real gone.
Well, do you like opera?
That don't move me.
Say, have you heard anything about your appearance here in Cool Town?
Well, I heard your news. That's good to rockin' tonight. Well, I heard your news. That's good to rockin' tonight.
Now tell me, Elvis, what is your favorite song?
Well, Bebop Luna, she's my baby. Bebop Luna.
Well, frankly, I'm honored that you consented to appear on my radio show, but why did you choose me?
Well, I said you was high class.
Well, gee, thanks for the compliment. Elvis, I understand wherever you appear, the crowds simply mob you, and yet you never seem to lose your presence or temper. Doesn't anything bother you?
Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes.
They tell me at your last appearance you were driving a real cool car. What kind is it?
A pink Cadillac.
And what did your fans try to do to you?
Steal my car.
Everybody says that you're really making a lot of money. How much would you say you're making a month?
100,000.
What do you say when you receive so much money? You know, with the busy schedule you have, do you have any time at all for romance?
I get my loving in the evening time.
Elvis, we promised the local president of the Elvis fan club that she could meet you in person. She's here with us now, and isn't she a doll? She wanted me to ask you if you'd give her a kiss.
That's all right.
Well, I won't look, so go ahead. Elvis, what happened when you kissed her?
She laughed, she cried.
How did you feel? You have any comments on that kiss?
We're gonna kiss some more.
Anything else?
Baby, I wanna put houses with you.
I see it's just about time to go. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing to the youth of America?
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
He always sings red hot music to his cattle as he are flipping him. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a real cool beast that are syncopated, gaited, so that saddle give him a two-beat whack on his sacroiliac. He reel, be wheel. He go round in jivey circle, and he's a western cat all know. He are very jazzy, razzmatazzy, babes all think he very snazzy. Oh, dig this, a cowboy, a real gone cowboy, a raggy time cowboy Joe. Riding down trail where trees make shade, this cowboy Joe meets square western maid. He not say, howdy, ma'am, with a hillbilly drawl. He shout, you are the most, you are flawless, that's all. Western maid get bent, she not dig this jive. She say you talk like delinquent from malted milk dive. Put your 10-gallon hat back on your half-pint head. For 23 skidoo, you should have stood in bed. Cowboy Joe, I tore up, he give this cube a dirty look. He say, don't bug me, babe, let you not get shook. Must be yodeling type a cowboy who make you flip when he sing cornball song like come a tie yip. Listen, female geek, to me just one chance give. I take you to a malt shop, you see how other half live. Then he take her to drugstore where the cats hang out. And boing, there she learned what it are all about. Then drive in the theater, our next big treat. She never saw a picture, but she heard it was neat. Now she quit saying leaping lizards like an orphan Annie dialogue. And now she shout a crazy man instead of saying hot dog. He reel, big wheel. He go round in jivey circle, and he's a western cat all and all. He are a very jazzy, razzmatazzy, babe so cinchy, very snazzy. Oh, dig this, a cowboy, a real gone cowboy, a ragtime cowboy Joe.
Put on the skillet, put in some lead. Put on the skillet, pull in your head. No. Skillet on the foot, needle and thread. I wish I was dead. Let's go to bed. No, I better start again. Put on the skillet, put on the lead. Mammy's gonna make a little bread and short. A dreadful sport. Take it to court. Take it to court, I tell you. Oh, no. Mammy's gonna make a little shortening bread. That ain't all she's going to do. She's going to make a little whoopee too. Two for two. Two for tea. For the five. She's going to make a little canny too. I slipped in the kitchen. I slipped on the bed. I slipped. It was pretty slippery out, you know. In fact, it was raining cats and dogs. I don't know. I stepped in a poodle. I slipped in the kitchen. I slipped in the bed. I filled my pocket with shortening bread. Butter. Mammy's little baby shorts, lovin'. Mammy's little baby's a shovelin'. Some little babies are mammy. Mammy's little baby's a shortin'. Mammy's little baby's a shortin'. I'm getting shortener in about a minute. If I keep this up, I'll be a midget. Mammy's little baby's a shortin'. Mammy's little baby's a shortin' bread. Personally, I like pie better. Pumpkin pie. Just today, I went into a restaurant. I said to the waiter, do you have pumpkin pies in here? And he said, why, all our pies are fucking here. That's a kind of... Mammy's little baby's a shortin'. Mammy's little baby's a breadin' short. A dreadful sport. Sports. Now, I like sports. I like all sorts of things. Baseball games, football games, and I like the outdoors. I like picnics. Ah, what a picnic I went to the other day. There was birds and there was bees and... Bees? Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee that married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. That's my short number.
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful, it's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpy machine. You're pitiful, it's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest, while you're playing Halo 2. No one's classier than you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, loser. You're pitiful, it's true. Your dog would much rather play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom and you're 42. Guess you'll never grow up. Well, it just sucks to be you.
Do you love me? Then prove it. Listen to what I say. Well, am I out of sight? Then tell me. Am I far out? Let me know it. Is I'm in the groove or uptight? Am I bad? Well, listen to my sting when I say that everything is everything, and everything is everything, and everything is everything. What it is, dynamite. Can you dig it? So what's happening? Heavy duty, cause it's hip. Give me some slack, groovy. I heard that. Out of sight, and a cold shot. In the pocket, out of pocket. Boogie down, on top of it. In the alley, with or without Sally. Wow, oh yeah. You turkey, jive turkey. Yeah, keep on fucking. Say what? That's really boss. Right on, right on. Spaced out with the cosmic rays of love touching you about your forehead and kisses. That's wild. Streaking, but don't be flaking. Get blasted, but don't stay out there. Get out to lunch, but eat something. Get down, up your nose, leave out the rubber hose. Far out, you in groove, make your move. But what's happening? Don't ask it, just say what it is, 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 what it is.
I never hopped it for some money in my pocket. No, I'd sooner sell my new fish tank. Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Well, every morning before I go off to school, I practice for an hour as a rule. My hands are getting stiff from playing scales and runs and riffs. I guess I'm nothing but a guitar playing fool. Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Now listen. Oh, yeah. You're gonna see me on TV. You're gonna see me everywhere. Everyone will stop and stare. Yeah, yeah. Well, at night I hang it over my bed. Hanging right there over my head. Oh, mama, when you dust me, please be careful not to bust it. Mama, mama, did you hear what I said? Cause someday I'm gonna be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Cause someday I'm bound to be a star, so don't touch my guitar. Our fingers, work it out.
Trouble. My bladder's a bursting bubble. You hear an evil hiss. It's only me taking a piss.
really gotta go, really gotta go. It's straight beyond belief. I want some pressure relief. The silent beating rain causes me extreme pain. I really gotta go, really gotta go. I can't find a tree, I have an urge to be. The only pleasure that I seek is take a simple leap. Cause I really gotta go, really gotta go. Don't wanna be a spectacle, just find me a receptacle where I can be at me, right through eternity. Cause I really gotta go, really gotta go. Really gotta go, really gotta go.
I rather prefer the term urinate, old boy. But then I suppose the words to pee convey a sense of urgency that is scarcely matched by reason or what one pees in or pees on. And if you really have to go, Kurt, then you really have to go.
Never taken me this long before. Papa's gonna owe me a big bonus. When he hired me to abduct you, he didn't tell me that you were this far gone. that you were so well programmed.
Maya, Maya, the mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world.
It was easy to get you away from the airport, but that's the only thing that's gone right. Those people you call your brothers and sisters, they're not really your family, are they?
The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world.
I had you figured as a two-day breakdown, but as this drags on and on, I'm beginning to doubt my own training. I'm afraid that maybe this time I've met my master.
Maya, the mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Logical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Magical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Magical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. Magical thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The mindless words you are repeating. We are the light of a beautiful world. The gentle thoughts are self-defeating. We are the light of a beautiful world.
All right, stop that now. We're back. Behave yourself for a moment. Just in case you're wondering, and I'm thinking of it, this week's background music in honor of St. Patrick's Day comes from Riverdance. Written, arranged, composed. I'm sure somewhere played by a guy named Bill Whalen. Always liked the music, always hated the show. I think I will go on record as saying I think dancing is silly. Not just Irish dancing, but any kind of dancing. That may be because I just can't do it. I just don't have the rhythm, and I just can't do it. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. We started that set with PQ Rock and Roll, all about Elvis, a Dickie Goodman type thing. And someday, I'm warning you now, I'm going to give you an entire show on Dickie Goodman stuff. I have a boatload of Dickie Goodman and imitators, and you will be sorry. Trust me. And no, I won't warn you ahead of time, but it won't be soon. After that, Harry Carey, Ragtime Cowboy Joe, Shortening Bread from Spike Jones featuring Doodles Weaver, Sigourney Weaver's uncle. You're Pitiful from Weird Al Yankovic. You know, Weird Al always asks permission from the artist that he lampoons. This time is no different, but whatever his name is, refused, so I'll just put it out on the internet anyway, so that ought to show him. Bill Cosby after that, What's in a Slang? The Archies featuring Ronnie Dante, Don't Touch My Guitar. Six and Violence, Bursting Bladder, and that featured Ian Anderson. My God, twice in one day with Ian Anderson here on the Bit Slap? What's this world coming to? Ballad of Will Robinson from Billy Mewby and a scary tune, The Vobs, the Deprogrammer. So that's it for this set. And, you know, that's the thing about grab bag stuff. It just never is related. And I don't even know what's coming up next. But you'll find out, and so will I. And I'll be back at the appropriate time to talk you down. So stay with it.
Some people like the winter. Some people like the fall. Some people think that summer is best of all. Now I hate the spring. I hate open buses. I hate fresh asparagus. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate birds. I also hate flowers. I hate sunshiny hours. But more than mere words, I hate birds. I hate Spring the Intruder. I hate round trips to Bermuda. I love dogs with rabies, but I hate babies. I hate the spring. I hate anything funny. I love money, but more than anything, I hate the spring. 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 The buds are bursting on the bough. Little green shoots in copse and spinney. The setting hen, the carving cow, meet you at the ballpark, skinny. Spring. Mother saw her first robin today. It was a ghastly sight. Cherry blossom time in Washington. Lilac time in old Virginia. Springtime in the Rockies. Well, it can stay there. You go out and bed down your old petunias. You dash up to the attic and get out your old double dimity. You spring out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and spring into a cold shower and spring downstairs and spring into that damp spring air. You don't catch me going on a picnic. Oh, no. Spring. I hate the spring. I hate golf and tennis. I also hate Venice. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate peas. I also hate gladiolas. I love scratchy petrolas. But more than all of these, I hate peas. I hate dogs. I hate rabbits. I love people who have habits. I hate fancy cheeses. But I love diseases. I hate the spring. I hate anything pictorial. I love the Albert Memorial. But more than anything, I hate the spring.
Sunrise, she bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Fluttering the skirts all around.
Sunrise, she come with the dawning.
Sunrise, come with the dawning. Spreading all the light all around.
Sunrise on the kangaroo paw, glistening the dew all around. Sunrise filling all the hollows.
Sunrise filling all the hollows, lighting up the hills all around.
Sunrise come with the dawning. Sunrise, she come every day. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Sunrise, every day. She drive away the darkness. Every day, drive away the darkness, bringing back the warmth to the ground. Sunrise, oh, sunrise, oh, spreading all the light all around. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning, spreading all the light all around.
Albert! Look, I don't know where they are, but I'd like you to meet my two pals, my buddies, my two amigos. I'll tell you all about them. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Strange as it seems, I met in my dreams, nicotine and alcohol. Here's what they said to me, use your head, just see, your life is very, very dull. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Mick, Mick, tell me quick now, what should a fella do? He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, you should try a cigarette or two. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I lit the fag and I took me a drag, and then to my great surprise, I started to gasp and cough like a rasp, and everything spun around before my eyes. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So I said to Al,
Al, be a pal, now what do you really think?
He said to me, boy, easy to see, boy, smoking's kid stuff, pour yourself a drink. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. So quick as a wink, I took a drink, swigged a glass full down. Well, first it seemed to hit me, then it turned around and it bit me, and everything went spinning all around. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. But here is the joke, when I awoke, it wasn't finished yet. I noticed first a terrible thirst, and then a craving for a cigarette. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Take my advice, this smoking is nice and the drinking is really lush. As you can see, there's no change in me, I'm still pure as the driven slush. Well, I never gargled, I never gambled, I never smoked at all, oh, oh, until I met my two good amigos, nicotine and alcohol. Nicotine and alcohol.
When TV wasn't too old, a certain young fella with a heart of gold sung a cigarette song. Well, that young fella was me. Since then, the world's made a lot of whirls, and you good-looking women who then were girls will find I've got a little different philosophy. There's far too many pros and cons, and too many brunettes turning to blondes, and too many commercials telling me what to smoke. Well, I'm still sticking to my favorite brand, in spite of that crepe-hanging medicine man who says if I keep smoking, I'm bound to croak.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Now the fellow who wrote that caution sign on this here cigarette pack of mine meant well, and he's a good old boy, I'll bet. But he had him a job to do, and I'll bet you a quarter when he got through, he laid his pencil down and lit up a cigarette. I see no harm in innocent fun, and I'm the sort of a son of a gun who just can't spend my time with frights and fears. I ain't gonna let it bother my mind if I cash the chips in ahead of time, cause only Methuselah lived 1,000 years.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette. Why, cigarette smoking's a part of life. For instance, when you try to explain to your wife why you didn't get home till 4 o'clock last night, and she's demanding to know just why, you can think up a pretty good little white lie while fumbling for a cigarette and hunting the light. This life ain't nothing but a poker game where no two hands are quite the same, and I never saw a winner afraid to bet. So if you figure you want to quit, I wouldn't criticize you one bit, but right now I think I'll have another cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death,
think about all the time you spent feeling a little bit more content by lighting up another cigarette.
To our house, he's very nice. He comes in the summertime and brings mama ice. Just a little teeny weeny piece that soon melts away. He has to come back again later in the day.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Comes to our house, comes to sell a brush. He comes in a hurry and he leaves in a rush. And every time he goes away, mama's in a pet if she didn't get everything she thought she ought to get.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
Comes to our house, drives a Cadillac. He runs round the corner and he parks it in the back. Mama goes to the door, he's always sure to greet her with, open up, honey bunch, let me check your meter.
There's the man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
When I grow to be a man, I'm not gonna be a plumber or a janitor, no siree. I won't be a doctor with an office downtown. No, I'd rather be just the man that comes around.
There's a man that comes to our house every single day. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away. Papa comes home and the man goes away. Oh, Papa does the work and mama gets the pay. And the man comes around when Papa goes away.
The milk to you, the ice man brings the ice. The grocery boy brings the groceries too. They all treat you nice. I go away and work a week, you don't even darn a sock. Everything seems about the same, but who winds your clock?
Who winds your clock, baby? Who winds your clock?
I have to make the money, honey, but who winds your clock? It so gently, I never did get tough. But the guy that wound it the last time treated it too rough. I oiled it with 3-in-1, would never let it soil. The guy that oiled it the last time used a different kind of oil.
Who winds your clock, baby? Who winds your clock?
I have to make the money, honey, but who winds your clock? When I left my keep it tight, the clock was good as gold. But now you've got the place messed up, the key don't fit the hole. When I asked who wound your clock, you just sit and laugh. I'll catch the derp that's doing that work and break his balance staff.
Who wound your clock, baby? Who wound your clock?
If I have to make the money, honey, I'm gonna wind the clock.
Prego, prego, anywhere you may go, make each day be a day full of fun. If there's a game or a girl to be won, do it with a bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong. Presto, presto, do your very best, so don't hang back like a shy little kid. You'll be so glad that you did what you did if you do it with a bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong. Be like Christopher Columbo. Take a chance, take a chance. Don't be a dopey or a dumbo. Go around in a trance. One step, two step, step into a new step. Live your life with a zip and a zing. You'll have the world on the end of a string if you do it with a bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong.
A bing bang bong. Step into a new step, live your life with a zip and a drink. You'll have the world on the end of a string if you do it with a bing bang bong. A bing bang bong. A bing bang bong.
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. That's really, really where I'm going to.
Against the West Coast, Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself, be true. They've given me their best. I've lived there all my life. I've been their guest. I sure have loved it too. I'm tired of looking at the TV news. I'm tired of driving hard and paying dues. I figure, baby, I got nothing to lose. I'm tired of being blue. Oh, it's why I'm going to Kathmandu. Up to the mountains where I'm going to.
this is the plea of a poor little tropical fish. It's very sad, and we must be very quiet, please. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the clerk and the trombone player, the child on the street and the ultra elite, all write letters to the mayor. LaGuardia is most conscientious. He tries to grant everyone's wish. But they went him one better when he got a letter from somebody's tropical fish. Dear Mayor, the letter began, I'm writing as fish to man. Our tank's overheated and we're being treated like common sardines in a can. The way people watch us is quaint. Our privacy's something what ain't. So be a good fella, my dear Fiorella, and hear a poor fish's complaint. To be quite specific, the food is terrific. We're on the hay diet, you really should try it. It tastes like the hook, gee, I wish we could cook. The service is lousy, we have no back housey, and it's some spot to be in with no pot to cook in. The innocent fawners are hiding in corners, their love life is wearing, with human eyes staring. Why can't we have covers like those birdcage lovers? They are hidden each night till the morning sunlight, then brought out to bask with no questions asked. Dear Mayor, I've been very frank, but you don't know life in a tank. Believe me, it's hellish, and you wouldn't relish to sleep in the water you drank. Now here's what we tropicals wish. Some bedrooms to give us ambition. Less public relations and more comfort stations. Yours truly, A Tropical Fish.
Well, I probably fooled you. You thought that was Ian Anderson, didn't you? No, it's not. I don't know who it is. Stop whispering behind my back, will you please? All right. We started that set with Beatrice Lilly. I hate spring. And no, I don't hate spring, but she apparently does. I want everybody to know about it, so talk to her. Following that, Rolf Harris from Australia, Sun Arise. That song, oddly enough, was covered later by Alice Cooper. Very ably, I might say. Rolf again. Two from Rolf Harris. Nick Teen and Al K. Hall. Tex Williams, Smoke, Smoke, Smoke. The 1968 version. The Hoosier Hotshots, There's a Man Comes to Our House. Bucky Bates, Who Winds Your Clock? Sophia Loren, Bing, Bang, Boom. And Bob Seger, Kathmandu, and Spivey, The Story of a Tropical Fish. So that does it for me this week. Next week we'll have something else for you. I invite you to tune in then. Once again, I thank you all for your support in the marathon. It does us all good to know that you're out there and care about us and all that stuff. So really, thanks a lot. I don't care if you pledge for me or not. It's not important. It's for FMU, remember? Okay. So thanks again. I'll see you next week. You have a mystery track coming. You will probably recognize it. If not, you will enjoy it. So I'll see you next week. Have a very good St. Patrick's Day. Drive carefully. It is amateur night again. So be careful, and I'll see you then. Bye!
Ha 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 ha!